from KQED.
Well, believe it or not, opening day for Major League Baseball is just over 2 weeks away. But for those who just can't wait, the championship round of the World Baseball Classic starts this weekend in San Francisco. Event organizers pitch it as the premier international baseball tournament. The California Report's Nina Thorson talked to some of the fans who'll be there.
Teams from 28 countries entered the qualifying rounds of the World Baseball Classic last September. The final round will feature just four. They include the Dominican Republic, where they call the game baseball, Japan, where it's yakyu, and the Netherlands, where they say
honkbal.
Natasha Chatelain works at the Dutch consulate in San Francisco.
Honk is not a goalpost, but a base, yeah. And yeah, ball. Yeah, the ball, indeed, yeah. Honkbal is what we say.
The term honkbal has been unexpectedly successful, like the Dutch team itself, who will play in the tournament on Monday. The hashtag honkbal has been trending on Twitter, thanks to fans like Ian Miller of Oakland, who wrote an article about it for Baseball Prospectus.
What they did was just literally translate English language baseball terms into Dutch. They have things like tweede honkman, which is second baseman, korte stop, shortstop, and werper is pitcher. And I kind of needed to throw my lot in with the team, so why not pick these guys who were making me laugh?
The Dutch terminology may seem funny, but they're seriously talented. Manager Hensley Mullins is the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants. Pitching coach Bert Blyleven is a Hall of Famer. The players include major leaguers like Andrew Jones, who's from a special part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, the Caribbean island of Curaçao. So is the consulate's Natasha Chatelain.
Oh my God, baseball's huge on the island. You know, every little kid, when they're playing outside, they're playing with a stick and a ball or a stick and a stone, hitting that. There's little baseball leagues and baseball teams all over the place. And it's just a tradition on the island, playing baseball. Everybody wants to be the next one to be scouted.
The consulate is organizing a cheering section for Dutch expats, but the other teams have their local fans too. Larry Cruz of Elk Grove is coming to Sunday's game with his wife, Kaoru, who's originally from Japan. Their son, Anton, asked for the tickets as his 13th birthday present when they found out Japan would be in the finals. The Cruz family has been following the WBC games being played in Asia, which start at 3 a.m. Pacific time.
We're fanatics, but we're not nuts, so I TiVo them. Yeah, and I'm usually the one getting breakfast ready and lunches ready. I'm usually the first one that, you know, flips on to see what the score was. So as I'm getting them up, their first question is, and hello, Dad, or, you know, did you sleep well? How did Japan do?
Another family who will be in the stands, Elaine Allen and her daughter, Julia Seaman. Allen's a professor of biostatistics at UCSF, and in her spare time, she writes about baseball statistics.
It would be cool if the Netherlands won, but I think I'm rooting for the Dominican just because they have such great players. And they didn't win last time. We've had, you know, Japan has won the last two times. I think it would be great for the Dominican to win.
Beyond longtime fans like Allen, Major League Baseball hopes the WBC will appeal to people who didn't grow up with America's pastime, like Dominic Johnson of Marin County, who's originally from England.
Ever since moving over here 8 years ago, I've been hooked on the baseball bug. And I really like the idea of being able to go and see multiple different countries play together because, after all, the World Series is not really a World Series.
Back at the Dutch consulate, Natasha Chatelain's put her regular job as science and technology advisor on hold for a few days. Instead, she's been doing things like arranging for this dance group to fly in from Curaçao. They'll perform at Monday's game before the honkballers take the field in San Francisco. For the California Report, I'm Nina Thorson.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and we're on Facebook, too. Like us, if you like. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Scott Schaefer. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Our editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.